Warm and even humid to start your Friday after an 81-degree high temperature yesterday, making it the 61st month in a row in Jacksonville with at least one day where the temperature has made it to 80 degrees or higher. That means we have to go all the way back to January of 2016 since we've gone a whole month without 80-degree temperatures. And that, folks, is highly unusual for our local area. But we've run quite a roll now, and obviously now we'll add many months to that because we always get an 80-degree day starting in March through all the way through October. So we won't start thinking real strongly about this streak again until next winter. So I guess, in other words, there are signs of spring. Going along with that would be the pollen now that's starting to bloom, and more on that in just a minute. Let's get to the particulars for today through the weekend. We've got a pretty very active weather pattern setting up. We've been talking about it all week long, and this became established last weekend when we had the very heavy rain Saturday night. We had the very heavy storms that produced some hail and downpours on Tuesday. We are seeing another pattern here with a couple of days of significant rainfall, at least. Another strong front Tuesday, yet another one Thursday into Friday. All of these will produce periods of rain and storms, and there's the potential at times for some severe weather as well. So in a nutshell, here's where we're looking at the heaviest rainfall potential. Saturday afternoon, Saturday night into Sunday, Tuesday afternoon into Tuesday night, and Thursday night into Friday. The highest severe weather potential would appear to be with the two fronts next week, Tuesday, and then again late Thursday into Friday. However, I say appear because while it's going to be a situation where we have a lot of humidity and a lot of heavy rain the next couple of days, a storm or two could try to become pretty strong, but the humidity is going to be high. We're going to be very saturated. We won't be as unstable as we might be otherwise, is my point. And so I would be more concerned about the heavy rainfall threat through the weekend versus the severe weather threat, but it is something to keep an eye on. And having said that, we're coming off, as I've mentioned, a couple of periods here of already heavy rainfall. The ground is pretty saturated all of a sudden. And with all this rain on the way now, on average 1 to 3 inches, locally more through the weekend, there may be some flooding issues. Temporary short-term type nuisance flooding, but also longer-term type flooding on streams, creeks, and rivers since we're now seeing so much rainfall. So if you live in a flood-prone area, stay up to date and certainly keep alert. We're looking at today as being a partly to mostly cloudy day. We have some fog again to start with, although in general not as serious as yesterday, and we'll have a tendency to lift a little faster today because we have a little more wind and we have the humidity. So we'll see a few showers and thunderstorms develop as we go through the day and into this evening. And while there'll be brief downpours, the rainfall overall today should not be particularly heavy and won't necessarily be everywhere yet. About half the area to two-thirds of the area to get rain. Average amounts a quarter to a third of an inch, with a few spots managing between a half inch and an inch. That begins to change tomorrow. Front gets very close to the Florida-Georgia border. Disturbances moving along it all weekend long will mean rounds and bands and clusters of showers and thunderstorms, many of which will produce heavy rainfall, particularly Saturday afternoon through Saturday night into Sunday. Again, it will be 100% coverage. It just comes down to timing and amounts, and it looks like an average rainfall of 1 to 2 inches with some spots as much as 3 or even 3.5 inches of rain. That's just over the weekend. And then as we get into early next week on Monday and Tuesday, we continue with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures start to warm back up again. We'll get into the 70s. And the front late Tuesday night, a pretty strong one. That's when we could have some strong storms. And then, as I mentioned, a second strong front late in the week. All the while, to the north and west, it is indeed wintertime. It doesn't feel like it here, but we have the battles zone very nearest this front, and so to the north and west it's much colder. There's ice and snow, and anybody with travel plans during the next 7 or 8 days should stay up to date because there will be major wintry weather for virtually the entire nation north and west of Jacksonville. It's rather remarkable when you look at a map. At one point yesterday there was a 98 degree temperature range, the feel like temperature range between Jacksonville and Minneapolis, Minnesota. So when you have that kind of contrast across the country, it can get stormy. It is, and it has been, and it will be. So something to keep in mind. Now, as far as your weekend specifically is concerned, we've got a lot going on, of course. On Sunday, it's the Daytona 500. It looks wet. There's no other way to put it. They could, I suppose, get lucky with a few hours late in the day where they find a hole or get a break or maybe long enough to postpone it into the evening and get it going. But it looks to me like it's going to be a tough go. For that matter, a tough go on Saturday, too, for the race, although Saturday looks a little drier in Daytona than Sunday. And then on Monday, which is when the race would be postponed to if it doesn't go Sunday, even then there's the threat for some showers and thunderstorms really all week long for Daytona, just like here in Jacksonville. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes down. Hopefully they'll find a period in there where they can get the race in. We have Valentine's Day on Sunday as well. Just wet. Grab your umbrella, grab your rain gear. There'll be plenty of rain at times. Temperatures will be rather cool, only in the 60s. So plan on wet roads and highways and interstates and some ponding of water perhaps on highways and interstates. Just be a little extra careful this weekend. And then lastly, pollen. The pine pollen has blossomed. And oh my, just over the last couple of days, we're of course coming off a cold winter, at least relatively so. And we were having freezes just a little more than a week ago, and that's kept the pine pollen in check, but no longer. It's been mild enough the last few days that it's really popped, especially along and south of Interstate 10. It will rapidly spread northward now to the Florida-Georgia border. And if you're a pine pollen sufferer, the next few weeks just aren't fun. This is the greenish stuff, if you will, that's on your vehicles as it sits outside, sidewalks and driveways. But we do get help from Mother Nature with the rainfall. It sort of rinses the atmosphere naturally, and we've got a lot of wet weather ahead. So and that will help to some degree. It doesn't end it, it doesn't take it away completely and for good, but it does cause for better conditions overall, but it still has to do its thing. Pollen does its thing. You're in and you're out. And then oak pollen is what follows. That's the yellowish dust that you see. And that one is usually about 4 to 6 weeks after the pine pollen starts. So we'd be looking at the end of the month or early March, start to see the oak pollen. The oak leaves will start to push out the old leaves as they start to come out with the new leaves, and that's your oak pollen, and that will mean it will be with us through much of March. So the next couple of months, very, very tough on pollen sufferers if it hasn't been already. And of course, we almost always year-round have grass and especially mold to deal with. So in a nutshell, for this weekend, rain gear, folks, plenty of rain expected on and off. There'll be some periods where it's not raining, but the later we get into Saturday, right on through Saturday night and Sunday, on and off heavy rain and storms. So if you have outdoor plans, just realize you may have to make some adjustments, and in some cases you may have to postpone and or cancel depending on what you're trying to do and trying to accomplish. It does appear that the heaviest rain period is late Saturday through Sunday with as much as 1 to 3 inches of rain, locally more, and 100% coverage. The Daytona 500 will be impacted by the rain, as will the race on Saturday, potentially. And otherwise, have a great and safe weekend and Valentine's Day. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.